now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
We check it with Jen. What's happening in entertainment news?
Oh, here's a good one for you. Footage of Justin Bieber in a fight outside his Cleveland hotel. Yep. TMZ first reported the I'll Show You singer got into a fight with a pretty big guy late Wednesday night after attending Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. The cell phone footage doesn't show how the fight began, but it appears to show Bieber pushing the man away and then punching him in the face.
Ooh. Now, when I watched it, dynamite.
It's kind of hard to tell because there's a lot of people in the way in between the person that's filming and the fight, so you can't actually see everything that happens. But, I mean, clearly there's a little altercation, if you will, happening.
I heard that Justin Bieber lost the fight. Is that, well, do we not know what, or is that people assigning their wishes to it and
the end
projecting?
Result that I saw was him posting a picture of his face, and it says something like, not a scratch on this pretty boy, or something like that.
Well.
Like, it's a close-up of his little face. But they say it was a much larger man yanking the smaller singer down to the ground before he starts to throw several punches.
So where's his bodyguards in all this? Isn't he always surrounded by some big entourage?
His huge entourage, yeah. No, they let him fight, apparently, because, I mean, this goes on for a little bit. It's
but
not
these
like
these bodyguards are like, yeah, we're sick of him, too.
Yeah,
we're just going to whoop his ass.
We're out. This is all you. Good luck. Rob Lowe, gonna get roasted. Comedy Central made the announcement on Twitter saying, from chiseled to shattered, get ready, Rob Lowe. The Lowe roast is coming this summer. Lowe sent out a statement saying he looks forward to a night of hilarious jokes recycled from the James Franco roast. Why would you play Chewbacca, Mom?
Because you were talking about things that are
in
hilarious.
And exactly. So why would you play Chewbacca, Mom?
You said he was ready for a night of hilarity, and that's...
They're going to invite her. Oh, you just made me think they will invite her to be a part of this.
Yes. She was on the CMT Awards. Did you see that?
No.
She was, apparently.
She's got
on the
CMT
Awards.
$500,000 in stuff. Now she's going to Comic-Cons and people are paying her for autographs. This is ridiculous.
Right before the show started, Seth rolled a gigantic fatty because that was the only way we could get Jonah Hill onto the stage.
Well, Chewbacca Mom likes that joke.
I do love a
good
roast.
That was pretty funny.
The lineup of comedians and actors who will actually get to be a part of the roast and poke fun at Lowe has not been announced yet. Mel Gibson
It'd
reportedly...
be a good one. He's got plenty of material.
Yeah. I do love the Comedy Central roast.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson is reportedly working on a new project. The Hollywood Reporter had an interview with the screenwriter to Braveheart and says he and Gibson are working on a sequel to Passion of the Christ.
He was offering me a job in a pornographic movie.
The writer claims that does not seem to apply here at all.
That may be the alternate ending, I think. I don't know.
The writer claims the evangelical community is telling him that a part two to the 2004 blockbuster would be bigger than the first. Gibson co-wrote and directed the original film, which went on to be the most successful independent film of all time. Have you ever seen Passion of the Christ?
You know what? I own the DVD, and I've never taken it out of the shrink wrap.
So I watched it for the first time the night before Easter this year. So
probably not a good idea, huh?
I know. So I'm watching it, and I had already put the kids to bed, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, night before Easter, and I watched it, and I'm sobbing uncontrollably. Like...
Mm-hmm.
I may have needed some medication at this point, like weeping uncontrollably. And my husband came up because he was downstairs watching something else. And he comes up, doesn't realize like what, because he just walks in the room and goes, I'm watching this thing with Marc Maron downstairs. And he starts to tell me a joke that Marc Maron had just told. And I turn and look at him and my face is puffy. Like I've just gone through three boxes of Kleenex. And I go, do you see what's happening on this screen? It's not appropriate time for a joke.
I'm going to have to stop you there. You're making me very uncomfortable.
So that was my Passion of the Christ viewing. This story's just for you,
Truda. Sure, Kyle loves every time you watch it.
I know, right?
Like, hey, let's get some popcorn to watch.
This is just an opportunity for you to play Queen, because I know that you love Queen, so is just for you.
Oh, please.
Queen is
find a good one, though.
Not happy that Donald Trump is using their music for his presidential campaign.
Not a lot of people are.
Brian May recently released a statement on his official site claiming he has received an avalanche of complaints from irate fans that have heard Trump using We Are the Champions at rallies. May said, this is not an official Queen statement, but I can confirm that permission to use the track was neither sought nor given. Regardless of our views on Mr. Trump's platform, it has always been against our policy to allow Queen music to be used as political campaigning tool.
Unless you're Bernie Sanders. Oh, wait, where did it say that? That was weird.
It's not in this quote.
Oh, okay. That was well, they cut things out sometimes in editing.
Sure. Yeah. Queen, gunpowder,
cheddar tea, dynamite with a laser beam. Oh, I love Queen.
Trending on Twitter this morning, hashtag Trump Secret Service code name, Bald Eagle, Air Force One, Orange McBad Hair. My favorite Trump Secret Service code name may be Becky with the Bad Hair.
Oh, yes.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice on the list. Trump Secret Service code names.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
This show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.